Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Listen, we thought for a minute that our security systems on the Patreon had been hacked.
Yes.
Because none of you guys that listen to for free seem to bother to come over
and pay.
So we naturally assumed that we had been hacked. And then we thought, oh no, we haven't been hacked. It's just that these people are freeloaders and I don't want to get involved.
Right.
Which is a shame. Which is a shame.
Yeah.
But there's nothing we can do about it, so we soldier on and
we go on. If we were hacks, there's one person I think we do know who would be willing to do it. He's a pariah state. He's the supreme leader. It's Kim Jong-un.
The only trouble with him hacking things is that he hasn't got... He's still working off of the ZX Spectrum.
They don't have the wherewithal.
They don't have the gear. And that's the only thing stopping him, I think. I know he's trying to buy it off the Russians, but I'm not sure they've got the gear neither.
He got in touch with me, Kim Jong-un, and he said, me want to see you in toilet. Me, if I want, I can spy on you in toilet, he goes. I got satellite, he goes.
Really?
Oh, what a thing to do.
You see the satellite dish?
He couldn't see me in the toilet. Have you seen it?
It's a great big... His satellite dish is a wooden bowl with a chopstick in the middle. That's what his satellite dish is, right? And he's got all wires all coming off the back of it going...
String, not wires.
And then it's just on the side, written in pencil, it's a satellite dish, right?
So
you know it's supposed to be satellite
dish. He sent me a photo of it.
Look at that.
Oh! Me watch you in toilet through frosted glass window in Watford.
Yeah, that's because he was there outside the
box. Of course he was. Nothing to do with spyware. Christ. Oh. He always claims he's spied on you, doesn't he, with spyware? What did he claim he got off you?
He says to me...
He was just outside your house.
He was outside my house. Yeah. He says, I've got all your passwords for all your computers. Like that. Yeah, that's what my passwords are.
And I
said to him, my passwords is all bollocks. Yeah. But I'm not having it now, so I'm worried about the threat from North Korea in terms of cyber security and cyber hacking and all that. So I've got myself a cyber security officer.
Good
to make sure all of that is covered.
Of course,
He used to work on the door at Argos.
Okay.
He was a security guard. Security guard. And on reflection now, I'm not sure he is equipped to do the job.
Okay.
Because I says to him, I says, do you know anything about cyber security? Because he's a security guard, right? He goes, yeah, I know all about it.
Okay.
I says, if I want you to come and get some viruses off my computer, which I think are suspicious.
Right.
I says, do you think you could do that? He went, yeah, I could do that. No problem at all. I says, because I think, you know, I'm being looked at, you know.
Yeah.
He says, all right, I'll come round tomorrow. Anyway, he comes round next day. He's got his security guard's outfit on, right?
Lanyard.
got his lanyard, got his blue jumper on, yeah, and his Doc Martin shoes. Oh, no. And all that.
Impressive, like, okay. That. Yeah.
Looks good, looks good.
Looks the part.
All, like, you know, his sort of shoulders back and that's all that it. Stuff.
Yeah.
I see, he says, right, where is the machine? He says, I thought, excellent. Ooh, excellent.
The bloke, talking bloke the language knows here.
The business, right? And I says, it's over here. I take him through to the machine area.
Mm.
He says, he looks at it, he goes, yes, yes. Looks at it for 5 minutes, no, right?
No, he knows his onions.
Yeah, you're really looking at it. And then he goes, he turns to me, he goes, it's a computer, yes? Yeah, I said, yes, that's what I thought. He says, I thought, okay. And then he's looked at it another 5 minutes like this. He goes, okay, yeah. And he goes, as you turn it on, he says,
oh,
and I thought, oh dear, okay. I'll show that to him. He says, right, I'm going to do some stuff now, just to see where we're at, and then I'm going to get rid of the virus stuff for you.
Yeah.
He starts going like this, bam, 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 on the computer, looking at me while he does it like that. And I'm thinking, I don't know, he knows what he's doing. I says, all right. I says, you know your way around computers. I didn't think you did.
No, right.
I says, will you get rid of the spyware now?
Yes.
That.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, okay. He goes like this. He goes, and he sits in front of the computer. He goes, like that. He goes, right. He shouts at it, the computer.
Oh, Christ.
He goes, right. He says, anything in there, get out.
Like that.
And then I'm standing behind him, and he goes, I says,
what the fuck?
I says, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He says, I'm getting rid of the stuff here. Anything else is in there, he says, get out of the computer, okay? Yeah. I says, is that it? He goes, yeah, should be. Yeah. Should be. Anyway, and the next day I'll go on the computer and all my stuff's been nicked and all my passes.
Did you have recourse to him? You go back.
Well, I said that on the door.
Yeah.
I went to Argos. I says, I don't think that's worked what you've done.
Yeah.
He goes, he says, yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing, you know.
That'll be 60 quid.
Yeah, I'll give you the money, yeah. Right. But I can't help feeling I've been conned a little bit, mate, if you don't mind me saying. He says, yeah, but, you know, what? I've got to make a living.
He said, do you understand computers?
Well, yeah, no, I says, I don't really understand computers. He says, well, how do you know what I did isn't right then? He says,
I had it.
Because nothing's working. I says,
a similar problem with Margaret. Always go private. Always go private.
Right, yeah.
She had a problem with her grumbling appendix, right?
Okay.
I took her to the National Health. The doctor, what a fucking idiot. I mean, I could have known what. He listens to a bum area. I said, it's not in there not for in a there. Kickoff.
It shouldn't be anywhere. And
he goes, it's banging on her bottom. He goes, stop grumbling, cheer up. Cheer up. He goes, he says, that should. I said, excuse me, I've paid enough national insurance to use the National Health Service.
Yeah.
That's it. And he goes, well, I don't fucking mind. So Margaret was very upset, you know, and when he worked on the bottom, it all went all wobbly in there, but it was embarrassing for her.
Yeah, because you shouldn't do that in the waiting room.
No, and I said, can we at least go into
a curtained room?
I said, can we at least? I mean, the cuts of the NHS. Do you remember that time when I wanted my balls was all hanging down? I wanted a little. And he said, well, these are the vas deferens here, and he lifted up this quite saggy skin and all that, he lifted it right up.
He said, will stretch
it. He said, that will stretch like that. And he says, okay, put down that magazine. I said, well, I was still in the waiting room, you know, I've read the
magazine.
I said, do you mind if these, you know, people there, some of my neighbours,
looking at your balls
and looking at my balls and all the saggy skin, I had to turn around, you know, Peter, my next door. I said, Peter, can you stop looking?
I caught them in the spokes of the bicycle.
And I said, excuse me, can I go through to the consultation room? He goes, we're very pushed for a room. It is the NHS.
Yeah.
I said, all right, you know, I mean, to have to have your balls stretched out over that coffee table with all the pamphlets.
That have been there for all the magazines. All the magazines.
And he went, yeah, well, good luck with that. I said, can I have another opinion? He opens the window. Does anyone want to come in? I said, this is absurd.
John, do you want to come and have a look at Barry's bows?
There's
Jetson at the coffee table. I think it's because of blah, blah, blah. Yeah, what do you think? And he shouts out and goes, yeah, I think that's that as well.
You know, that's the National Health Service. That's where we're at.
It makes me sick.
Doesn't it? Do you remember that time you went in? What did you go in about?
And
you were in the car park still trying to get a parking space.
I was trying to get a car park. Well, they're trying to do things much quicker these days. And, and you've got to take your
Okay, fair enough.
I like reducing waiting time.
Resources aren't limitless.
Exactly. And I'm parking the car and I'm getting out of the car park. And this bloke comes straight over to me and pulls down my trousers.
Okay. Well, it's nice to have a quick service.
I says, what? I haven't even told you what the problem is. Yeah, but it'll probably be this.
Yeah,
and he starts patting my bum like this, going, yeah, that's all a bit loose there. This isn't
flappy.
Bang, bang, bang. He bangs the other cheek there. Like, cough. He says, like that. He says, yeah, that's all hanging down there. He says, is there anything else?
I said, well, yeah, what a parking space.
I says, what? He says, anything else wrong? I says, yeah, I've got something wrong on my shoulder. He says, well, we won't be able to do that here, I'm afraid.
It's one thing at a time. I've
done the bum, I've done the balls, and you've coughed, and everything seems okay with that. I says, but what about the shoulder? He says, no, we don't do shoulders here.
And finally, that's a disabled space, so you'll have to go out.
You go and go around again and have another look. I says, all right. He says, you've got no recourse to reply. There's no one to speak to.
That's it.
You know. It's in a mess. And that's just how it is. But look, if you want to come over to www.patreon.com/AngelsandBarry, we'll show you how we're cleaning up them.
It's patreon.com/AngelsandBarry show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not really going to make any difference to most of
you. You don't give a shit. You've been listening for months on end.
Years.
You're the sort of people who use the NHS and waste everyone's time there and all. It's thanks to you that I can't get my balls looked at in the consultation room.
My balls and mum sorted out when I don't need that happen.
Exactly.
Okay, guys. Anyway, nice to talk to you. You know where we are.
Get your hand in your £2 a month.
£2 a month, for Christ's
sake. Christ's sake, what can you buy with that?
Begging bowl special. Okay,
if
guys.
Kim Jong-un is listening, you're not welcome.
No, you're not welcome.
He probably caught it on his spy wooden bowl anyway, with squiggly eels in it.
Catches it in the air.
Okay.
All right, guys. Nice to see you.
See you next week.
Okay.
Money, please.